Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Rich Horwath is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend, soon to be old friend. You know how it is around here. Once we find good people, we're like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Rich is the president of Strategic Thinking Institute. He's a strategy expert. He teaches companies like yours and mine how to be better at strategy and maybe even teaches you how what strategy is and how to even use it. I mean, there are companies out there, there are managers out there who really aren't doing much strategic thinking. And I think that's what kind of made him focus on the book. And the book is called Deep Dive. And we're going to talk about that right now. Rich Horwath, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks. Great to be with you this morning.
It's good to have you here. Strategic thinking. Tell the audience what that is.
You know, very simply, Jim, it's really your ability to come up with and generate insights. And insights is the things that give you that so what, that aha, that tells you what projects you should be working on, what direction your business should be going in. I think the reality, Jim, is with the Internet today, we're all swimming in a lot of information. The great strategic leaders are the ones that can pull together a few of those key insights out of all that information we're swimming in to give them the direction for their business. And that's what strategic thinking allows you to do.
Would you agree with me if I said strategic thinking is the antidote to crisis management?
Absolutely, Jim.
It's the vaccine. It's the solution. It's the silver bullet. It's the cure for people who can't seem to get out of their own way.
Absolutely, Jim. Yeah, I think you hit the nail right on the head. You know, I see a lot of organizations out there, and they're running like bumper cars at the state fair. You know, the competitor does something, boom, they go in one direction. The customer wants this, boom, they go in another direction. And a lot of times, because we're bumper cars, we're in a state of crisis a lot of times because we don't have a solid direction. If we have the ability to set direction through strategic thinking, then we're not going to be that bumper car. We're going to be the ones dictating what the competition does instead of vice versa.
In another life, I was a vice president of marketing and sales for a company. And I could tell that what we were selling was about to become extinct.
Right.
And it wasn't going to happen the next few months or so, but it was going to happen. And so I put a little program, a little presentation together, and I took it to my boss, the owner of the company. And I said, sir, I believe I have information here that will show you that we've got to retool. We've got to do something. Or we're going to be in big trouble. He said, Jim, is this going to take me down right now? And I said, no, sir, but it's going to take you down in about 2 years.
Right.
And he said, well, I can't deal with that now. I've got these alligators I've got to fight right now.
Oh, jeez.
And I left, and guess what happened 2 years later?
I can imagine.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Jim, I think, you having the vision there and the foresight to understand, you know, what the business is going to be in 2 years down the road, you know, those types of thoughts are the things that would have prevented a lot of the financial crisis and the recession that we're in today, is if people would have had the foresight like you had, and then not only had the foresight, but the willingness to adapt to change.
You know, Rich, as you know, we spend most of our time here talking about small business owners. 96 or 97% of our time, 3 or 4% of our time, we spend talking about big companies.
Sure.
Because we can learn from them, and they can learn from us. And so we blend those kinds of processes and those kinds of their mistakes and their successes together with ours and see what we can learn. One of the things I think we have in the marketplace, in the greater marketplace, is not enough strategic thinking, because I don't see how a major corporation, a publicly traded corporation, can have appropriate and productive strategic thinking if they're devoted to the quarterly conference call with analysts. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, Jim, I think one of the biggest barriers to business success is our focus on the short term. And strategic thinking demands that we take time out and think about what's going to be best for the long-term value of the company. You know, there's a study done by Harvard, and they showed that 85% of senior management teams spend less than 1 hour per month discussing strategy, and 50% don't spend any time at all.
Wow.
And, you know, you contrast that with a company like Amazon.com. You know, Jeff Bezos, they've been pretty successful in online retailing.
Mm-hmm.
His senior management team spends 4 hours every Tuesday discussing strategic issues, not budget issues,
yep.
not operational issues, but strategic issues. And he expects that to happen throughout the organization. So, Jim, I think you're right on. You know, the reality is we may not have 4 hours a week like Amazon to talk about strategy, but the bottom line is there's got to be a happy medium between 4 hours a week and not doing it at all.
Well, we've got 4 hours a week. The question is, do we budget it or not? Do we build the environment? Do we allow for the budgeting of it and make the venue, the environment for that thinking such a way that it can actually take place?
Yep, you know, that's a great point. You know, it's all about priorities. And, you know, I think in our society, you know, the motto has become speed is good. And so, you know, we're like that high-performance race car. And instead of having good strategy and direction, which means we understand which road we're going down, you know, we tend to just drive as fast as we can in any direction. And, you know, sooner or later, you're going to run over that cliff if you don't have good direction and understand, like your example a couple minutes ago, you know, where the businesses potentially are going to have problems 2 years down the road and make sure you're not headed down that path.
Well, and the small businesses version of what I mentioned a minute ago about the big companies is focusing on the cash flow problems that I've got right now instead of taking a little time sometime during the week to build a cash flow projection 12 months out, and so they know when the month's going to come that they're going to be out of cash.
Yep, that's a great point. That, you know, the research shows that when it comes to small businesses, 50% of the reasons that small businesses go bankrupt is because of poor strategy.
Yep.
So I think, Jim, to your point, if you don't have a strategic plan today that's outlining where you're going, the reality is you may not have a business tomorrow. And I think we all know how competitive it is out there, and especially at the small business level. You know, a lot of the reason that small businesses succeed is because of great focus and great planning. And we can't just be that bumper car. We've got to have that direction.
Absolutely. Folks, the three disciplines, that Rich talks about in his book that are the foundation of his book are acumen, allocation, and action. When we come back, we're going to get Rich to go through those three with us and explain to us how we can use these better in our own small businesses. It's 20 after. The book is called Deep Dive. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. My favorite blues man on guitar there, Robert Cray. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. Lots of stuff there. You can listen. You can read. You can ask questions. You can subscribe to my newsletter. You can check out my blog. If you want us to follow you home, we've got lots of different ways we can do that. If you've got some stuff there, if you find some stuff you want us to send you to keep coming and follow you home with it, we'll do that. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Rich Horwath, H-O-R-W-A-T-H, is the author of Deep Dive, and it's a book about strategy. It's a book about strategic thinking, about why you should allocate, budget, set aside time and energy during a week, during a month, without fail, to think about, you know, beyond 3 inches in front of your nose, right, Rich?
Exactly, Jim. We got to look out forward and say what's coming up down the road, so we can be prepared to take it successfully.
There's give us the website. Tell us how we can find you and how we can get your book.
Yeah, website is, if you're looking for more free information, articles, white papers, instructional videos on strategy, you can go to strategyskills.com, and you'll find a lot of free resources there. And the book is available, Deep Dive, wherever books are sold, and you can also go online to Amazon.com and type that in as well.
Rich, talk to us about acumen, allocation, and action.
You know, Jim, I've been teaching strategy at the graduate level for the last 5 years, and we use a 900-page textbook. And as a small business owner, you know, the reality is we don't have time to read 900-page textbooks. So what I've tried to do is boil it strategy down to three A's: acumen, allocation, action. Acumen is really that insight. We've got to start our business with insights, those so whats, those ahas. One of the biggest problems, Jim, especially in small businesses, is we start off with an idea and we don't go back enough to reexamine that idea to see if it still has merit. You know, does this still make sense, or do we need to change our course a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
That second day is allocation, and that's really our ability to focus our resources, our time, our talent, our people, our budget, by making trade-offs.
Now, and one of the business planners call that measurement, too.
Exactly.
Go back and check your plan against your test the actual against the plan is what I should say.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. And when we come to allocation, as you know, Jim, especially in a small business, strategies is much about what you choose not to do,
right,
as it is about what you choose to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've all got a to-do list. What are we not going to do? Because if you're spreading your resources too thin as a small business owner, you're not going to be real effective as if you had a laser-like focus in one or two areas.
Right.
And then that third A is action, and that's really your ability to stay focused on what's important to the business and not just the urgent emails and voicemails that pop up and that pull us in different directions. And so we can use some different tools to help us stay focused, but the bottom line is you have to have your strategy written down, and it's got to be guiding what you and your people are doing day in and day out. Otherwise, you may as well not have a strategy at all.
Well, and you don't have to, this doesn't have to be some big hairy gorilla that you have to wrestle to the ground. I mean, you can take this in little baby steps, can't you?
Absolutely, Jim, and that's a great point that you make. You know, we think we have to have these 20 or 30-page strategic plans, and in the book Deep Dive, I talk about a strategy print, which is basically a two-page blueprint for your business. So, you know, it doesn't have to be this, you know, this big, monstrous, you know, task. You know, strategy can be as simple as two pages to keep you focused, keep track of what you're learning about the business, and understand what should I be working on today and 2 years down the road.
Let me pose a scenario that maybe would help a little too. There are businesses out there right now who are dealing with some serious problems, serious issues. And what if they just said, okay, I'm going to, you know, because a lot of people don't even know where to start. So
right.
What if they started with the alligator, the biggest alligator that's biting them right now, and they said, okay, what could I have done 6 months ago or 12 months ago to have either prevented this or softened this so it didn't hurt so bad? And imagine what they could have been thinking about, what they could have been focusing on in the past. In other words, they've got the whole movie played that they could play out in their head because they're looking backwards. And then take that movie and say, okay, what if I applied that movie forward? What could I see in the future? What do you think about that?
Jim, I think that's great advice. You know, we rush through the year, we get to the year end, and we say, okay, what are we going to do next year? And what we don't do often enough is exactly what you talk about. Going back to say, what are some of the things that I've been faced with? What did I learn from those? You know, in the military, they do an after-action review.
Yep.
They say, what happened in the battle? How did it happen? And what did we learn from it? We would do well to take those three things. What happened with this project or my business? How did it happen? And what did we learn from it? So I think that's great advice, Jim.
Or simply, what did I do wrong this year? Don't do that again.
Right. Exactly. That'll prevent a lot of the alligators, for sure.
It sure would. 30 seconds, Rich, last thoughts.
You know, Jim, I think for a small business owner, you have to be so thoughtful with where you put your resources, because our window of opportunity is not huge. You know, we only have so many resources. So all I would say is if you are that small business owner, you're doing well right now, take Jim's advice and decide where we need to go 2-3 years down the road and have a good feel for what your business changes are going to be. The people that don't adapt to changes are the ones that we don't see around two or three years later.
They're the Tyrannosaurus Rexes that are extinct or are about to be. Deep Dive is the book. The author is Rich Horwath. He's our new friend, soon-to-be old friend. Rich, will you come back another day?
Jim, I'd be happy to, and I really appreciate you having me today.
It's been a lot of fun. Rich Horwath, folks, Deep Dive, an outstanding book that will help you. It's available wherever books are sold. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.